It's not your grandmother's stress, that's for sure. Just consider the advances in technology we use every day. Between cell phones, handheld computers, and new communication modes like texting, we're on call 24 hours a day. Most of us spend long hours every day staring at flickering monitors, ever alert to emails and instant messages that demand quick replies. Technology isn't the only offender either. Noise pollution, even in the smallest towns, can cause stress in a major way. Have you ever pulled up to a red light and found yourself alongside a car that's blasting its music so loud that your car begins to vibrate? Your choices are A, run the red light, or B, sit there and take it. Television has been our electronic hearth for decades, but it, too, has changed. Today's programming unfolds at speeds that make our heads spin. We're blitzed with fast-paced sensory stimulation whenever we turn it on, and our nervous systems respond with a rush of arousal. TV sets are everywhere. You can watch Oprah in your local coffee shop, CNN at the airport, and the sitcom du jour in the back of your New York City taxicab. Professional and personal expectations have risen exponentially as well. In a culture that downplays long-term thinking in favor of constant, measurable productivity, our employers set frequent benchmarks that we must hit or else. With tough competition for slots at top schools, parents feel overwhelming pressure to manage their kids' every move, often at the expense of their own downtime as well as their child's. Add to these daily challenges the cultural backdrop, a 24/7 news cycle that keeps us edgy with terror alerts, corruption in Washington, devastating wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, threats of swine flu, anthrax, and lethal strains of staff, gunmen on the rampage in schools, mass transit bombings in Madrid and London, the tragedy of Darfur, and the list goes on and on. Biologically, the human species hasn't evolved beyond island time, and yet we're expected to increase the pace of our activity by orders of magnitude just to keep up. We can't do it. Not without paying a price. And that's because the hardwiring of our brains and bodies is the same as it was in the days of our ancestors, even while change accelerates all around us. For example, our food sources have changed. It's no secret that our food is moving further and further away from its natural form. Pick up a small packet of beef bouillon the next time you are in the supermarket and try reading the list of ingredients out loud. Our daily sleep-wake rhythms have shifted. Few of us wake up when the sun rises and go to sleep when the sun sets. We're rising before the sun to get to the gym. And we're up working at all hours of the night because our jobs rarely finish at a normal hour. Even if we do go to sleep before midnight, in many cases, ambient streetlight makes its way into our bedroom and disturbs our natural circadian rhythm. Our job satisfaction seems to be rapidly eroding. In our urban workplaces, the fear of being laid off has reached epidemic proportions. Downsizing has become all too familiar. So is outsourcing. And the small, pleasant conversations at the grocery store or coffee shop are all too rare these days. I recently went to a fast food chain and ordered a sandwich and coffee. The server behind the counter took my order, typing it into the computer as I spoke. She put together my sandwich, dispensed the coffee, placed both in a paper bag, handed the bag to me, took my money, gave me change, and all the while never looked up. In Micronesia, where it's rude to have any kind of transaction in which there isn't at least eye contact, this behavior would be unthinkable. We're deluding ourselves if we think that we can indefinitely endure the stresses that accompany impersonal encounters. Less sleep, more work, less leisure, less exercise, processed foods eaten on the run, hyper-caffeinated and sugar-saturated beverages, traffic jams, flight delays, and so much more, and come away unscathed. The bottom line, our nervous system is not designed to take that kind of beating. We as a species have evolved to handle short-term stress situations. We can even endure some fairly long-term stress, such as a bad marriage or a stack of overdue bills. But all stress all the time changes the nature of this into a different disease. This is the one I call superstress. Super stress is not just a matter of jangled nerves. It's a new pandemic, as deadly as any public health crisis we have ever faced. Stress is at the base of as many, if not more, diseases than are associated with obesity. But while obesity is easily diagnosed, stress has no face. It hides insidiously behind illnesses of its own making. Any doctor will tell you the same thing if you are continually stressed and you don't deal with it. This kind of stress can kill you. But here's the good news: it doesn't have to.